USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasts President Trump over his State of the Union address.
What happened instead was the president using the Congress of the United States as a backdrop for a reality show.
The speaker also says that the president's claim of inheriting a mess was wrong.
He was trying to discredit the triumph of the Obama administration on the economy.
Worth noting, since President Trump took office, 3.5 million working-age people have joined the workforce. The Iowa caucus chaos continues. Now DNC Chairman Tom Perez is calling for an immediate re-canvass of the Iowa caucuses by the state Democratic Party. The call for a re-canvass comes after a public release of results has been delayed for days with reports of errors and inconsistencies in the results. After a dismal performance in Iowa, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is laying off dozens of staffers across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A busy day in Washington, D.C. for President Trump as he spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast. The president talks about how he will always be protecting religious liberties.
In America, we don't punish prayer. We don't tear down crosses. We don't ban symbols of faith. We don't muzzle preachers. We don't muzzle pastors. In America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion, we lift our voices in prayer, and we raise our sights to the glory of God.
A major winter storm is affecting folks from Chicago to Massachusetts. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A weather battle zone is taking place as winter is back in the news in the northeastern part of the U.S. with areas of flooding rain, dangerous ice, and a blanket of heavy snow through Friday. After a spring-like warm surge in the region, the same storm is already responsible for heavy snow over the southern plains and rain in the south. They're expecting airline delays. Road conditions will range from wet to icy, with black ice likely to form over bridges and overpasses. They're expecting trees to break from snow and cause power outages.
Please remember, you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.